Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Thursday, July the 18th, 2013. I want to welcome everybody to the Healing Light Show today. We're going to be talking about where does darkness start with you with the big lie. So we're going to be talking about how demonic beings get attached to you and stay with you through your life until you actually get rid of them. And as you know, through Christ, we all have that power to get rid of them. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But anyway, we're going to start with the daily word today, and the daily word is, health is my natural state. My body responds to love and care. The body is a wondrous system. With each breath, with each heartbeat, my body is renewed and restored. My pain alerts me to a need for healing. I respond with love and care. Rather than becoming intense, I breathe deeply, sending light and love to the place calling the attention. The wisdom of God works through me, and my health care providers cooperate with my body's intent healing power. So a lot of times, you know, we go to our health care providers. It could be, you know, a person that does healing, or it could be a doctor, you know, that works on people's bodies. But either way, you know, God's going to help your body. Health is my very nature. I relax and rest as my body responds to loving affections and care. I am grateful for the healing now in progress. I feel it. I see it. I know it. My body is refreshed, renewed, and restored to wholeness. So our natural state is being well, being healthy. And a lot of times we've got to learn to be healthy because so many times these days we're rushed or showed fast food. That's the fastest way to eat. And a lot of times that food, you know, destroys us. It messes our bodies up. And a lot of times if that's the only resource we had to find food, a lot of times we have to look at the menu and pick the right things, like the salads and the things that's not so bad for us on the menu, because nowadays a lot of these fast foods has a healthy menu too, and we just got to pick the right thing sometimes. But that is one of the daily word readings for today, and the scripture goes with it is Proverbs 3:8. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. It will be a healing for your flesh and refreshment for your body. That's what the daily word has to say today. And today, in Mark chapter 5, I might have read about this before, I'm not sure. But Mark chapter 5, Jesus and the disciples came to the country of Gardenness. I might be pronouncing it wrong, I'm not sure, but Gardaeus. Came to the part of the island. It was Gardaeus. It's a city. And Jesus and his disciples started getting out of the boat there at the river. And there was a demon-possessed guy that's been hanging around the tombs there for years. He'd sit around beating himself with rocks, and he'd hang in the tombs. He stunk. I mean, it was completely trying to destroy this guy's body is what it was trying to do. It was destroying his body. A lot of people says, well, this is the indication of the ego. The ego is what tries to do to your body. It has nothing to do about the ego. I'm going to get in that further on during the day, too, during this segment. But anyway, this guy, this demon-possessed guy, has been trying to kill himself for years. It destroyed him, destroyed his mind. It took over his whole body, and he was just fully filled with darkness. And when Jesus got off the boat and the disciples, it saw Jesus from miles off, and it ran to him asking for his mercy. It said, don't throw us into the great deep abyss, and don't destroy us, you know, throw us into these pigs. And Jesus saw the situation, and he looked at it, and he's like, okay. And so I throw you into the swine. And he threw it into the swine through the demonic beings. Well, first of all, Jesus asked him, so who are you? What are you? He said, my name is Legions. Everybody saw the movie Legions. So it had something to do with that, but this is a lot different. That there was many demonic beings in this one vessel. Many demonic beings in this one vessel. It had it controlled, had him controlled. So at that time, Jesus looked at this being and cast it off and said, go into the swine. And it went off and ran to the swine, and the swine ran right into the river and drowned themselves. So they didn't go on, and where people could eat them and get the demonic possession too, the swine went right into the river and drowned all the pigs, and it destroyed the demons right there. But then after the guy was healed and the demons was cast off this guy, the people looked at him and said, you must be a devil yourself to be able to do this. He said, you know, how can a demon-possessed guy cast out demons, you know, because the devil would be working against himself, and who can build a kingdom like that, destroying his own self, which would be kind of crazy. So he couldn't do that. So he said, I am who I say I am, who you think I am. And that goes on into other parts of Scripture where he's talking about that. But anyway, this guy went on through the city, and he started talking, you know, people started seeing this guy's been possessed for years, and he's like, you know, who did this? And they said, Jesus and all that, and he got kind of scared and stuff, and said he was a musician or a guy that does, you know, that does magic, and told him to leave, and said he was sending the pigs into the water and stuff. They didn't understand his ministry and understand him, but some people did. And what the people that did, you know, said, won't you come and help us? He said, just remember what I did for this guy, and, you know, look towards the Lord to help you, and worship the Lord and all this and that, and just to keep in mind what my ministry is. And don't forget about me. Let this guy be an eyewitness and be a representation of what I can do for you. So when he does build his kingdom, when Christ did build his kingdom, he put this guy, he took the demons off of him to represent his kingdom and show what he could do for you, how he could save you. So that's what it's all about, is how he can save you, as he saved this guy from his demon possession. But one of the main things I want to talk about today is, where does darkness start with the regular person? A lot of times, if you're addicted to drugs, or you're so caught up with stress, or you've got, you know, multiple personalities and all this kicks in, and it might be, you know, you might have a great life, but you've got so many problems going on with yourself and so on, and you did some bad things to yourself that you don't know where it started. A lot of times when we have bad childhoods, we've got one bad incident, like a car wreck, or a mom and dad, you know, passed away or something when he was real young. That there's the main time when the demonic beings have an interaction with you. A lot of times they could act like they're an angel or something, and here I'm here. Well, there could be a lot of angels helping you, but most of the time they'll act like they're your best buddy, and they'll get attached to you. And then you'll depend on them for help all the time. Now, the Lord's angels, God's angels, only come when you ask. They're there. A lot of times they're there to help to get you out of a situation, but they're not there forever to reveal themselves to you. They'll come into a situation, get you out of the problem, then disappear. That's how they work. They're very, very particular about the will of man. They will not mess with your will at all. They will do their job. They do their job, and then they get out. That's how they do. They do their job, and then they get out of the situation. Not unless you call and ask for the Lord to help you. Then they will come in and do some work, as if you call and ask for them. But normally the only time they will mess with you is when the Lord has them to come and help you, and then they get done with the job and they leave. They don't just hang around there. Now, your guardian angels will hang around, but they will not reveal themselves to you. They'll just be there. Not unless you ask the Lord to help you, and a lot of times they will during that time, or they will be a messenger. But a lot of times they will not reveal themselves to you. And a lot of people will disagree with me because some of them have had demonic depression where they think they had angels talking to them. Well, my angels told me this. My angels told me, well, I don't think that's your angels. It's something else talking to you. It's acting like an angel. If you really think about the Garden of Eden, how Satan revealed himself as a beautiful angel, which he was at one time. He knows how to take that form. And he lead all of them to the wrong place. So you've got to be careful. I mean, keep in prayer and keep in the glory, and you'll have the right angels show up. Not the wrong ones, but what we'll talk about is how they take over you. They build your confidence, they build your trust, and slowly they take over you. And their whole outlook on you is to kill you. Remember, the enemy can't stand you. He wants to get rid of you. So that's his whole outlook. That's his whole outlook. His whole outlook is to get rid of you. So what is his army going to do? Are they going to love you and really take care of you? No, they don't have your best interest in their minds. Their best interest is to gain your respect, to gain you to trust them, and then they take over. It's kind of like a germ. A germ is there. You don't really know it's there until it's too late. And the thing of it is, when you're small and you've had a bad situation in your life, you need help. You need to build this instrument in you to help you to make it through the day. You've got to be mean. You've got to be the tough guy. And the tough guy ends up being into a violent guy. And it goes from violence into killing people, to hurting people, to you can't have enough friends no more because you're so violent. And then you get in with the wrong crowd, and then it goes to drugs. And then the drugs get into a complete addiction until it takes your life. So that's how that starts. And before you know it, this thing has got a grasp on you, and it will not let you go. You've been through so many classes. You've been through this. You think you can do it yourself, which there's only one way you can be helped is through the Lord, through God. God has to intervene to get you out of that situation. So there's been so many movie stars that went to all these rehabs. As you know, you saw on TV, as everybody saw it, and they thought they can get help. Okay, they thought they can get help. And what happens? What always happens? They get off of it for a little bit, and it takes one little drink or one little thing, they're back on the same track again. Because they never did ask God to help them to get them out of that. I could show you so many folks, like Todd White, so many other folks, that the Lord has completely cleansed their body from the darkness, completely cleansed their mind from even thinking about that stuff. They remember what they went through, but they don't got to remember the attraction to the drugs anymore. So you can try to get clean. You can try to get clean without God, but it won't last long. It will not last long. But that's one thing. It always starts when you're a child or when that bad thing happens to you and you start getting mad at God, and the devil's like, oh, boy, it's my time now, and he comes running to you. And then he starts on tailspin and spin you around. And a lot of times the enemy is like, well, you know, the people are so terrible people. The people are the worstest people. You can't trust the human race and this and that. We can't trust the human race because of him. We cannot trust the human race because of him. He destroyed it. He put darkness into our minds. God created everything perfect. It was perfect. And I'm sure, you know, in the big picture, it all had a entanglement to create this world the way it is for us to learn from. But he was the instrument that started this, but he will not admit to that. He wants you to think that God did it all. You know, God started. No, he started this entanglement. And if any time the enemy starts messing with you and tries to get you to believe that, always think that he was the really guilty one. He don't want you to know that. He wants you to think that all human race is terrible. If you ever hear these people that's demonically depressed that don't know it, they'll hate everybody. They'll always hate, I can't trust a soul. Because they, you know, these people did that. And the demonic being will make sure they will be like that, because if anybody goes around them, it will try to get the other person to mess with their trust. See, demonic beings is controlling this. A lot of people say, no, that is the ego. The ego is the thing that really does this. No, the enemy controls your ego, controls the brain. That's all. He can't control your soul. Only God is connected to that. Now, if you take control of your whole self and get rid of all these sinful things and all these charges, he has no control over you. But he don't want you to know that. And you have authority over him because God, you're in favor of God. And God gave you the favor, gave you authority of all of this stuff, the stuff in the bottom and below earth. He gave you authority. But you don't know that. He don't want you to know that. Damn, he don't want you to know that. Because you can cast him off and tell him to leave anytime you want to. So, you know, that's the little story about that. But the thing of it is, it's not always the person that's causing these problems. The person got themselves in a bad situation, but they didn't escalate the problem the way it is. It was other things helping them escalate it to even worse than what they was in. So it's not the person's fault completely. Now, they had some doings with getting themselves in that situation, but once they got in that situation, they couldn't get out. And a lot of times, most of the time, they're not controlled by themselves. They're controlled by this being. This being tells them when to eat, when to drink, what they should do at the wrong times, when to do things wrong, what they need to do, and it controls them, though, because a lot of these folks, you ask them to accept Christ or whatever, and they'll run. They can't stand Jesus. They can't stand Christ. They can't stand anything like it. They don't want no obedience at all. If you have any obedience to anything, from straightening themselves out to really stick to a plan, they cannot do it and they will not do it. Because with the enemy, he can't stand obedience. He can't stand love. He can't stand anything. Oh, he'll act like it. Yeah, he'll act like, oh, I want to go to church. He'll go to church one time, walk out the door, but most of the time what they do. That's one thing about the enemy. He cannot stand obedience. And if you cannot stand obedience in your life, you can't listen to anything. You can't even listen to your boss, man. Most likely you got a demonic being that's hanging around you and controlling you. And to tell you God's truth, I didn't really know all this stuff, even about the childhood stuff, until the Holy Spirit downloaded this in me and let me really see what was going on. I was blinded for years. I didn't know. I mean, I've heard, you know, things here and there, but I didn't really know this for sure until a lot of this stuff was revealed to me and showed, you know, just downloaded me that, you know, it started with your childhood. This stuff started with your childhood, and then it escalated over the years. Even the escalation of fear over the years will make you do many things that you didn't really want to do. But we're going to go ahead and pray right now in Jesus' name to cast some of these things off of us today. And in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come over these airways now, put your grace and glory, and send your angels to all the folks that's listening to this radio broadcast today. Ask this, Father, I ask you to heal everybody who's listening to this broadcast right now or even on recording. Ask you to send the angels, Michael and all his crew to come in and help us to get these demonic beings off of us. Lord Jesus, I cast all these demonic beings off of everybody who's listening to this broadcast. If they've got a spirit of pain, I bind it and command it to leave in Jesus' name. If they've got a spirit that's took completely control of them, I bind them in Jesus' name. And Yeshua of Nazareth, I bind them, I cast them off in Jesus' name. I command them to die in Jesus' name, for them to leave, to completely go to nothing in Jesus' name. I bind them. I bind the spirit is over a child now. It's controlled a child because it's went through trauma and it's leading it in the wrong way. It's trying to make a lifelong thing with this child. I bind it and I cast it off in Jesus' name. I command all the heavenly angels to be around that child and cast this thing off. I see somebody with the spirit of pain on them. I command it, I bind it and I cast it off in Jesus' name. I command it to leave now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, go through this person and take this thing off of this person. I see the spirit of addiction on a lot of folks here. I bind it in Jesus' name. I cast it off. Command this thing to leave and no longer come back. If it does come back, you'll have to answer to all of the Heavenly Father's angels and to his power. Command it to leave and never come back and show its face again. Command us in Yeshua of Nazareth's name. Thank you, Father, for doing all this. I ask Heavenly Father to bless all these folks out here that's listening to this show. I ask you to transform their lives. I ask you to show things to them in their lives, that you're always around, that you're always with them, that they never have to worry, just trust in you, and you will transform their lives. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, everybody that has not accepted the Lord yet, I'm going to give you a little bit of time now where you can. If you ain't accept the Lord, I ask you just to sit there and open your hands, or just, you know, put your hands together for a little prayer, and just repeat after me. Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask to receive your Son Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I invite you in my heart. I ask you to lead me, to live within me. I accept you that you died on the cross and raised again from the dead. I thank you for this. I hand all my sins over to you. I ask you to cleanse them with your blood. I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for all that you've done. And I thank you for leading me. I want you to put your hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Jesus, for this. Thank you, Father. Amen. If you just said that prayer, the Lord Jesus has just came into your heart. And he's going to start working on you, and you're going to see works that you've never seen before. But I'd like to say to everybody, thank you for listening to the Healing Light Show. And I hope that you tune in next week. I'm sure I'll have something, you know, a good topic for y'all. And we'll get more into the Word of God and see what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to y'all about next week. I'd say God bless every one of y'all. And I hope to hear from y'all soon. If y'all ever got a spiritual healing for listening to the show, or, you know, the Lord, you asked the Lord into your life through the show, and you've had miracles happen to you, you know, just go to the Healing Light page. I think it's right underneath the iPod thing where you can click on it. Go to the Facebook page, the Healing Light. Just leave a comment, you know, what the Lord has been doing in your life. Well, I'd say God bless every one of y'all, and I'll see y'all next week.
Praise to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our King. To him we will sing, in his great mercy.